91.3 KXEI Tucson. Real people, real radio. Hello, Tucson. Hope you're having a great Sunday afternoon. This is Kathy Harris with Broad Perspectives Radio. Broad Perspectives is a program by women, about women, but for everyone. So whatever your gender, don't touch that dial. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and we'll be talking about those issues in our Coffee Talk program today. So stay tuned. Okay, and as I said, October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Last week we had a representative from Tucson's own Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse, and she talked about all the programs that they offer right here in Tucson. And that includes a bilingual hotline for victims and their supporters. They provide emergency housing, help in finding permanent housing, finding jobs, counseling, training for professionals in the community, and all kinds of help that might be needed for victims of domestic abuse. After listening to her, I really came to the conclusion we're very fortunate to have such a resource in our community. Not all communities have that. And just for the record, I want to give the hotline number there, which is 888-428-0101. Again, that's 888-428-0101. And I'll repeat that a few more times today because that's such an important number to have around, not just for people who are victims of domestic violence, but their supporters, friends and family who want to help them out. You can call that number, too, and get some advice as to what kind of help you can give to them. So this week, we're continuing that conversation, and also, we're going to play a few songs that have been written about domestic abuse. I was really kind of amazed at the number of songs written about this topic from all points of view, so we're going to be exploring some of those. Very interesting cultural phenomena. You know, the music represents our community, and there's lots of songs written about domestic abuse from a lot of points of view. So we're going to start right off with a song. This is one I heard on the radio, and really just never tuned into the words that much for a long time before I realized what it was about. The name of the song is Luca. It's by Susan Vega from her CD Solitude Standing. And this is about a woman who's explaining her life with an abuser. So let's give a listen to Luca by Susan Vega.
Floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of troublesome kind of play, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Try not to talk too loud. Maybe it's because I'm crazy. I try not to act too proud. Only hit till you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. listen to the door again. If you ask, that's what I'll say. It's not your business anyway. I guess I'd like to be alone. Nothing broken, nothing wrong. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. Just don't ask me how I am. My name is Luca. I live on the second floor. I live upstairs from you. Yes, I think you've seen me before. If you hear something late at night, some kind of trouble, some kind of fright, just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. Just don't ask me what it was. They only hit until you cry. After that, you don't ask why. You just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore. Just don't argue anymore.
Okay, and that was Suzanne Vega doing her song Luca. Very, very poignant song and some really interesting words in there. It talked about how she must have walked into the door again. At least that's what I'll tell you if you ask. And saying things like, if you hear something late at night, just don't ask me what it was. Those words, it's so sad because many women, they're ashamed of what's going on. They think possibly that it's their fault and they don't tell people. But hopefully we're in a time now where we talk about these issues more, and it's much more okay for women to talk about it and to actually take some steps to do something about it. At least that's what we're hoping for. And in fact, to continue our discussion about domestic abuse, as you all know, this topic has been raised frequently in the past few weeks since Ray Rice, running back of the Baltimore Ravens, was videoed knocking his future wife unconscious in a casino elevator. But an interesting comment made about that was by feminist pioneer Gloria Steinem. Steinem said, and this is a quote, "If anything good has come from it, it's that we're actually talking about domestic violence." She says, "When the women's movement started, there was not even a term called domestic violence. It was just called life." And Gloria is 80 years old now, still an activist, and she would know that, and that's very true. So we have come a ways anyway. She continues and says, "When we think of violence against women, we understandably think mainly of other countries where the degree of violence is much higher. But what's also true is that if you added up all the women who have been murdered by their husbands or boyfriends since 9/11, and then you add up all the Americans who were killed by 9/11 or in Afghanistan and Iraq, more women were killed by their husbands or boyfriends." That's an amazing statistic. Steinem also urges people to consider the most dangerous time for a woman is when she's about to escape or has just escaped from an abuser. That's by far the time she's most likely to be murdered. And she said, "And yet we say to women, why don't you leave?" That's a very good point, and certainly a lot of sensitivity needs to arise around that issue. It's just not a simple thing. It is a very complex thing. So, at this point, I'd like to listen to another song. This one is by Christina McBride. It's called Independence Day. You've probably heard this many times. It was a very popular song. It's from her CD, The Way That I Am. But this one is particularly interesting because it's narrated from the point of view of an 8-year-old girl whose mother burns down the family home with her husband still in it after being abused. It was interesting when I was looking for information about this on the web. In the song itself, it leaves the woman's fate open. You don't know what happens to her. But apparently they were trying to head off controversy about this song. So the video, in the video, it makes it clear that the woman died in the fire that she set. And, you know, what the comment made was about that is evidently it's all right for a woman to fight back, but only if they take themselves out as well. So in the video, anyway, she dies in the fire with the husband, but in the song, it leaves it open to what happens. So at any rate, let's give a listen to this interesting song by Christina McBride called Independence Day.
Well, she seemed all right by dawn's early light, though she looked a little worried and weak. She tried to pretend he wasn't drinking again, but Daddy left the proof on her cheek. I was only 8 years old that summer, and I always seemed to be in the way. So I took myself down to the fair in town on Independence Day. Well, word gets around in a small, small town. They said he was a dangerous man. But Mama was proud and she stood her ground. She knew she was on the losing end.
And that was Independence Day by Christina McBride from her CD, The Way That I Am. And as you can tell in the song, it certainly leaves it open. And in fact, what it's saying is it's Independence Day, let the weak be strong. So I think the video had its own message to it from the song, but very interesting. So to continue on, we've pulled up some facts that you might find interesting about domestic violence that come from a variety of sources. Number one, domestic violence is the leading cause of injury to women between the ages of 15 and 44 in the United States, and that is more than car accidents, muggings, and rapes combined. Two, one woman is beaten by her husband or partner every 15 seconds in the United States. Three, one in every four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime, 25% of women. Four, 85% of domestic violence victims are women. So, you know, I just want to mention that we do recognize there are men who also are victims of domestic violence, but the vast majority, 85%, are women. So that's why we continue to use the pronoun she. But it's very important that men are becoming as involved in this issue in many fronts as women are, which is extremely important. This is a community issue, and some men are really coming up to the plate and trying to find ways to convince their male friends that this is not the way things should be. And that is probably one of the most helpful things that has been going on. So once again, we men and women need to stick together about these issues. Feminism is a issue for everyone. 5, battering tends to increase and become more violent over time. Once a person starts battering someone, chances are it's just going to get worse. 6, many batterers learned violent behaviors growing up in an abusive family. I guess that's not surprising, is it? 7, domestic violence does not end immediately with separation. Over 70% of the women injured in domestic violence cases are injured after separation. Again, that's part of the fear of leaving. 8, witnessing violence between one's parents or caretakers is the strongest risk factor of transmitting violent behavior from one generation to the next. 9, boys who witness domestic violence are twice as likely to abuse their own partners and children when they become adults. 10, 1 in 10 calls made to alert police of domestic violence is placed by a child in the home. Oh, that's such a sad vision, isn't it, of a child calling the police because their parents are becoming violent. 11, 1 of every 3 abused children becomes an adult abuser or victim. So this is something that is definitely passed down. 12, the average prison, now this is a very interesting statistic. The average prison sentence of men who kill their women partners is 2 to 6 years. Women, on the other hand, who kill their partners are on average sentenced to 15 years, more than twice as long. That's very interesting. It's kind of a cultural thing. Somehow it has seemed worse that women who kill their partners than it is men who kill their partners. That would be a whole program in itself, I'm sure. And the last one is nearly 75% of Americans personally know someone who is or has been a victim of domestic violence. That's 3/4 of you and me all know someone personally who's been a victim of domestic violence. And we're going to give some advice to friends and family of those people after this music break. The next one that we're going to listen to is a Tracy Chapman song called Behind the Wall. And this is from the point of view of a neighbor who was hearing screams from behind the wall, which is causing her sleepless nights. This is a very, very direct and to the point song. So let's give a listen to Tracy Chapman, Behind the Wall.
Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all. And when they arrive, they say they can't interfere with domestic affairs between a man and his wife. And as they walk out the door, the tears well up in her eyes. Last night I heard the screaming, then a silence that chilled my soul. Prayed that I was dreaming when I saw the ambulance in the road. And the policeman said, I'm here to keep the peace. Will the crowd disperse? I think we all could use some sleep. Last night I heard the screaming, loud voices behind the wall. Another sleepless night for me, it won't do no good to call the police. Always come late if they come at all.
Okay. Okay, that was Tracy Chapman singing Behind the Wall. And again, a very, very direct message there. And, you know, this song was written quite a while ago, and we do have new domestic violence laws, and hopefully police are more responsive now than they used to be. From what I hear, they are, but if they're not, that's a good reason to file a complaint. I don't mean to cast any aspersions on our police, though, because things have changed quite a bit. Our culture has changed quite a bit, not just for the police, but for everyone. But that's a scary song, because I remember being a young student living next to a couple where he was abusing her quite badly. Sometimes the police were called, and it's a very, very scary thing for everybody, but mostly, of course, for the victim. So we want to continue on here. We just talked about how 3/4 of us know somebody who is a victim of domestic violence. So how can we help them? So here are the things. These are suggestions from Emerge Center Against Domestic Abuse that you can do for your friend or family member that you believe is a victim of domestic violence. Number one, ask for help. They say it's okay that you don't have all the answers. I sure don't have all the answers. I really wouldn't know what to do. But you can refer them to a crisis line such as Emerge. And again, that number is 888-428-0101. And this number is, again, it's not just for the victims. It's for you to call too, to get advice on what you might do for them. Number two, be concerned for their safety. Let them know that there are resources available, even if they don't choose to leave the abuser at that particular time. There might be some very good reasons for that, or maybe they're just not able to get it together enough yet, but there are still, let them know that there are resources available, even while they stay in their home. Number three, believe what they tell you. Never discredit or deny a victim's story or allegations. This may be the first time the victim is telling someone about the abuse, and your reaction can impact their decision to share it with others. And, you know, when I read this morning, I was just kind of amazed, because just 2 days ago, a friend of mine told me about some terrible abuse that she suffered. And when she went to the police, they did not believe her. They didn't exactly say that, but it's quite clear that they did not. And she never again told anyone. So make sure that you let them know that you believe what they're telling you. Four, don't tell them what to do. Every victim of abuse has their own personal process in dealing with the abuse. Victims of abuse have already had so much power taken away. It's important that you give them power back by encouraging them to make their own decisions. Five, don't confront the abuser. Though you may feel very angry, confronting the abuser will probably put the victim in greater danger. So be careful to keep what the victim tells you confidential so that that information does not get back to the abuser. Don't send emails or leave phone messages that indicate you know anything about the abuse. So, you know, in other words, don't leave a message on their phone saying, gee, I hope your black eye is looking better today. I can't believe Ron did that, or whatever. That's things not to do. Six, respect their choices. It's up to each individual to make choices about their own lives. Try to help them decide what they want to do and support them in their choice, whether or not you agree with it. And I'll repeat that, whether or not you agree with it. What they do may not be what you would do, but you need to respect that that is their choice. And lastly, tell them it's not their fault. Many victims believe in some way they're at fault or responsible for what is happening to them. And, you know, we've all read in the news, there's lots of comments about people, you know, blaming the victim. But it is never, ever a victim's fault. Domestic abuse is never the victim's fault. Try to avoid making statements or asking questions that might contribute to blaming the victim, such as, what did you do that made your partner so mad? These are things not to say. Or, if it were me, I would have left by now. And that's a hard one, probably, not to say. It would be for me. But that is not going to be helpful. On the contrary, that is not a good thing to say. Make sure they know it's not their fault. I would like to leave this program with an upper song. I think we need, because there are many women, when they get help and they have support, they are able to leave their abuser and to start a new life. And it would be nice to end with a song about that. This is a song by Katy Perry called Roar. Again, it's one that you have probably heard of. It was very popular. It's from her CD Prism. And this is really an upper. It's a woman who is fighting to take her life back from an abusive relationship, and she realizes that she deserves so much more, and she blossoms. So I think we will end on this note. Thank you so much for listening to Broad Perspectives Radio. Please tune in again every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And stay tuned, because next up we have Amanda Shauger with 30 Minutes. Have a great Sunday.